At Small Point Cafe in downtown Providence, owner Adam Buck sits at a booth pulling together orders for the week. Today, Buck's Cafe is surrounded by boutiques and restaurants, but he remembers a time when downtown was not a place for shoe shopping or sipping coffee.
Well, I lived here 25 years ago, and 25 years ago, the word on the street when I was a young man was, don't go downtown alone. So it's changed dramatically since then.
Sean Daly stands outside the arcade on Westminster Street. It's a historic mall that was renovated in recent years. Daly works at a large personal security company downtown, but he thinks the city needs to do more to bring business to Providence.
There's a lot of good things happening. The universities, the art scene, I think, is amazing. The development that is going on from a real estate perspective, but I still think there's not enough companies downtown, and there's not enough reason for people to be staying in the city of Providence once they get out of school.
RISD professor Taylor Baldwin knows all about the struggle of getting students to stay in Providence. He's a local artist, and he sees a downside to economic resurgence, especially when so many artists rely on cheap real estate. All that development that Sean Daly was talking about can be problematic from an artist's perspective.
A lot of the development that's happened over on the west side, and Olneyville in particular, has actually choked off a lot of the cultural development, and some of it's moved to Pawtucket. Some of it has moved further into the jewelry district where it's possible. But I think currently there's enough real estate opportunities that a lot of the art scene is able to, you know, find homes.
Michelle Freeman serves eggs and burgers at the Elmwood Diner in Providence's Elmwood neighborhood. It's a struggling area with some signs of gentrification, and new faces mean new business for Freeman, but not all of her customers agree.
There are some people coming, and they've been born and raised, and they'll talk about the hipsters coming in, which to me, that's positive energy to me. But for some people, change is hard.
Improving a struggling neighborhood is hard, too.
There's lots of dealing of drugs. There is a lot. Prostitution, believe it or not. I mean, the same faces every morning, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
And Freeman sees division between the different ethnic groups in the neighborhood.
It would be nice if there was more things to have us come together as a community versus live side by side.
Just up the street from the diner, the Dorcas International Institute teaches immigrants English and how to navigate the road to U.S. citizenship. On a break from class, Mario Yukum says he's finding plenty of work in Providence in recent years.
It's not hard to find a job because our plowing snow too, so I went early in the morning and like 10 o'clock and the people, like the customer come up and say, hey, what are you doing?
Do you like taking classes here?
I don't like it, but I have to, since I live here, so I think this is my future. I have to try my best to learn English very well.
While Yukum has no trouble finding work, Providence still has an unemployment rate well above the state average, and many families struggle to put food on the table. So is the economy improving?
All depends how you look at it. From a residential standpoint, I would say yes.
John Vernancio owns a cigar shop on Broadway, a busy street on the city's west side that's become a hub for students and artsy types. A dozen people sat in Vernancio's cigar shop, chewing the fat in between puffs of their Monte Cristos and Arturo Fuentes. Vernancio does see a resurgence on Broadway.
But on the other hand, for business, the city is anti-business. Through regulations and fees and, I mean, right down to the fact of putting parking meters up on Atwells Avenue on Federal Hill, you're preventing people from going to the restaurants and supporting the businesses.
So neighborhoods like the West Side and downtown look better than they used to even a decade ago. But residents and business owners say there are still problems like poverty and crime. When asked whether the city was beginning a resurgence, many residents had to stop and take a deep breath before giving a tentative yes. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Nate Mooney.